the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On this most sacred and holy day, we stand in solemn silence and sublime awe at the foot of the cross. It is Good Friday, God's Friday. How can God's Friday be a good Friday? The world has its constant noise, profane chatter, its blindness to the things of God, indifference to Christ and to the cross. But today, tonight, we shut the world out. It has no place here. For today, we open our eyes and ears and all our senses to the reality that happened on Good Friday. Behold your King, stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God. See him dying on the tree. Just the Christ by man rejected, the long expected prophet, David's son, yet David's Lord. Proof I see sufficient of it. 'Tis the true and faithful word. The crucifixion of Christ was portrayed graphically in King David's Psalm 22, which we chanted in its entirety on Good Friday and tonight, because this psalm, written in 1000 B.C., is a virtual photograph of the crucifixion of Christ. His words, my God, why have you forsaken me? I am forsaken and mocked by the people. I thirst. They pierce my hands and feet. For my garments they cast lots. The evildoers surround me. 1,000 years ahead of time, King David pictured the event at the cross of Good Friday. And the same is true of the prophet Isaiah, who wrote in 700 B.C., 700 years before the event, and gave his own photographic description of the events of Good Friday. Because on the cross we behold our King, stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God, so that we are accounted righteous, healed, and at peace with God. Jesus was stricken so that we can be accounted righteous. He was despised by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, Isaiah wrote, and he was stricken and smitten by God and afflicted. Why would God strike his only Son? In the mystery and the marvel of God's love for sinners, he desired to place the punishment we deserved upon his sinless Son. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. By his stripes we are healed, Isaiah wrote. Only through Jesus' passion, suffering, and death in our place as our substitute could God's wrath against sin be appeased and taken away. Now in Jesus we are accounted righteous before God the Father. And as the hymn Stricken, Smitten, and Afflicted of God says, but the deepest stroke that pierced him was the stroke that justice gave. It struck Jesus so it can no longer strike us. God accounts us righteous in his Son. What a mystery the unfathomable love of God is. Behold your King on the cross, Jesus stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God, so we are accounted righteous, healed, and at peace with God. Today we see, as we heard the gospel lesson written according to St. John, that Jesus, bearing his own cross, came to the place of the skull called Golgotha and was crucified with two thieves on his left and on his right. And the inscription above him, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. And that is what he was. What a king. The details of Christ's suffering are known to us. This is what your King did for you. He was spit upon, scourged, blows upon his face, crowned with thorns, nails in his hands and feet. His side was pierced. The Old Testament in Deuteronomy said, cursed be everyone who hangs upon the tree. Jesus became our curse upon that cross. He was smitten by the hand of the Jews and struck down by the Romans, and it was not a pretty sight. It still causes people to recoil as they react to its film portrayal in the movie, The Passion of the Christ. yet we cannot look away. Mark the sacrifice appointed. See who bears the awful load. 'Tis the word the Lord's anointed, the Son of Man, the Son of God. This smiting by God is such that we are healed. Jesus did this work. We did not. And Jesus, the beloved disciple, says that Jesus, having taken the wine that was put upon a sponge to his mouth, and said these words, "It is finished," bowed his head and gave up his spirit. The "it is finished" means exactly that. Your salvation and the work is completed and finished in Christ. As the writer of the Hebrews said in the epistle lesson tonight, we have a great high priest who's gone through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God. He can sympathize with our weakness, is in all ways like us, yet without sin. But now through Christ, we can draw near to the throne of grace with confidence and receive mercy and find grace in our time of need. Jesus passed through life and death and resurrection and descended to the right hand of God, and he is our high priest at the throne of grace and intercedes for us in every situation and in every place. And here is our firm foundation in the Lamb of God wounded for us. None shall ever be confounded who on him their hope hath built. Isaiah knew the meaning of Jesus' sacrifice for all people. All we like sheep have gone astray, everyone to his own way, but the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. David knew the meaning of Jesus' sacrifice for all people for all time. All the ends of the earth shall turn to the Lord, he said. All the families of the nations shall worship you. They shall be told of the Lord and proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn. That's you and me. John knew the meaning of Jesus' sacrifice for all people for all time. For when Jesus was pierced by a spear in his side, out came blood and water, a testimony to the truth that they looked on him whom they have pierced. Water and blood, giving us a picture of baptism and the Lord's Supper. The writer of Hebrews knows the meaning of Christ's sacrifice for all time. He has been made perfect and is now the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him. You and I also know the meaning of Jesus' sacrifice for all people for all time. He did this for you and for me. On the cross, behold your King. Jesus, stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God, so that we are accounted righteous, healed, and at peace with God. My friends, on this most sacred and holy day, we stand in solemn silence and sublime awe at the foot of the cross where we behold our King. Amen.